Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Happy hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Happy to present to you Greg Stebbin, who's the, the entertainment editor. I suppose there's a certain amount of entertainment in Twitter. As a matter of fact, well, there's lots of it, depending on how you look at it. That's how Hulk Hogan got his $115 million, because a gawker, which is basically a product of the internet, right?
I don't know about the Hulk Hogan part, but
but gawker is what?
There definitely was not a gawker.
Well, the Hulk Hogan part is definitely a product of the internet. Where would they have posted it without the internet?
Yeah. Well, I meant the money part. I can't attest to that. But he would not be the only one that has used the internet to make a ton of money or gain a lot of power. In fact, I can think of one presidential candidate in particular who probably would not be where he is today without some brilliant use of Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Leave that to your imagination as to who you think Greg's referring to, folks. Here's a quote from Instagram. I'm beginning a new journey. It's the Pope introducing his new account on Instagram, announcing he did not give up social media for Lent. It's hashtag blessed.
There you go.
Figure that one out. That's really actually
kind of
cute.
So was he blessing Instagram? Was that the point? Or
maybe just blessing the beasts and children using Instagram.
Yes. It is amazing how powerful social media and Twitter, frankly, in particular, have become, which is ironic because Twitter is not a particularly successful company from a profit point of view.
Yet a lot of people celebrating Twitter turning 10 today.
Yes.
On the Today Show, Matt Lauer talked to the CEO, Jack Dorsey, about the biggest change for Twitter in the past 10 years.
And he said,
Twitter. March 2006, you sent the first tweet ever. Now there's some like 320 million active users on Twitter. I think you have 3.4 million followers personally. Other than sheer numbers, what's the biggest change from then to now on Twitter?
I think just how people use the service. It is the easiest way to see what's happening in the world right now, live. And it breaks news for so many people. A lot of people just use it to see what's breaking and what's new in the world.
It's grown up. Has it grown up to be a great kid, or at times can it be a bratty kid?
It's grown up to be a great kid. But it really reflects what's happening right now and what people want to talk about with it.
Speaking of Twitter, this story went viral. Terry Martin from the New York Daily News reported on the story of a sad grandfather who invited his 6 grandchildren over for burgers and only one showed up.
Grandpa was supposed to have dinner with his grandchildren until all but one stood him up. That grandchild, Kelsey Harmon, a college student from Oklahoma, tweeted a photo of her grandfather looking disappointed, and it went viral. Twitter users responded, saying it made them miss their own grandparents. The tweet got more than 82,000 retweets and 137,000 likes since it was published Wednesday evening. After the tweet went viral, some people harassed the other 5 grandkids who didn't show up. One of the grandkids was Brock Harmon, who eventually showed up to dinner and tweeted his own photo of Papa at the dinner table. Harmon wrote, "Papa said he forgives me." However, the death threats did not stop. Kelsey eventually had to tweet that everything was okay and told people to stop sending her cousin's messages.
Can you imagine death threats from people?
Yes.
I look at this. Listen to some of the stuff that was sent to me. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Andrew writes, "Papa deserves better grandchildren." Nelson says, "Having a living Papa is a blessing, so you make the most of how much time is left." Tyler writes, "Papa, invite me anytime. I'll bring pie." Ray writes, "I'll give anything to have a burger with one of my grandpas. They've been gone a long time." Doreen, "I bet you $20 Papa is going to end up on the Ellen Show." Ben says, "Papa belongs to the internet now, basically. He's my Papa, your Papa, everybody's Papa." Kelsey writes, "Papa's okay, guys. I promise he loves all the grandchildren equally. Please stop sending my cousin death threats." That's the one she was talking about. All right, so what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, this is the power of social media. A small and probably pretty frequent family event with many families ends up becoming an event that the whole world talks about. It actually has the potential, for good or bad, of turning any of us into an instant celebrity. And that's been great for some people, but it's also, it's ruined some people's lives. They've posted a picture that was misinterpreted, or they've said something that they really shouldn't, and it's destroyed them. It's a very, very powerful thing.
Yep. Keep your clothes on, folks. That's the best thing. And keep your thoughts to yourself, and then nobody's going to chase you around. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day, 59 After.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.